This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Lube, performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I constantly assess everything I own in the way of firearms. Every piece of gear, every piece of that, every piece of the other. Last night I had the ISIS welcome wagon bag out again, and I was trying to reposition the blowout kit, which I failed to do that, on the Agilite vest, and so I finally just put everything back the way it was. I'm constantly evaluating and reevaluating what I've got and what I'm thinking I'm going to run out the door with. And now I have this nagging question. Do I need an AK pattern rifle? Now, and which AK pattern rifle do I need? I was talking to Bob Owens yesterday, and Bob was telling me that I need to be looking at the AK-74. Because that's the poison pill. Afghanistan called that gun the poison pill because of its round and everything. But at the same time, the AK-47, when you talk to somebody that's talking about a .308 size projectile, they're always talking about going with the AK-47 because of its weight. Because it weighs less than anything else out there that shoots at. So I decided to weigh the pros versus the cons. Some quick highlights. The AR-15 can effectively shoot 200 yards further than an AK-47. Now, we're just talking about AK-47s at this point. The AK-47 does shoot a significantly larger round than the AR-15. The AR-15 weighs 2 pounds less, average. The AK-47 costs less than the AR-15. The AR-15 is 30% more accurate than the AK-47. And the AK-47 is more widely used globally by a long shot than the AR-15. Now, if I were a private military contractor working overseas, hands down, I wouldn't even be having to ask this question. One of the reasons that I like the AR platform is if I have to run out the door, there's a couple of National Guard armories around me that probably have some ammo that would fit it. If I can make my way there to it. That's a big part of it, why I'm running ARs primarily right now. But my question is this. When I was running a 1911 in the military, one of the reasons I don't run a 1911 today is because the 1911 that I was running in the military at the time, and you know, in the 80s and the 90s, I was probably the 50th or 60th guy this had ever been issued to. Maybe worse, maybe the 100th or 200th, who knows. This gun was broken in. It wasn't designed with military tolerance. It had from all of the shooting it had been through, it had military tolerance. Okay? 1911s nowadays, you'll go broke trying to shoot as many rounds as in a 1911 today to get it broken in as you would a military one. Although now the CMP has them, I'm thinking seriously about joining the CMP to buy one of those. The AK-47 supposedly comes with that kind of tolerance built in. And if you listen to the AK masters like Mark Krebs or Jim Fuller, they'll tell you it's designed to move and it's designed to give and to flex and all of this other stuff. But here's the problem that I have with the AK platform versus the AR platform. With an AR platform, okay, right here, I got this, you know, I showed this to you yesterday, the Wyndham Weaponry SRC AR-15. I put, I spent about $50 changing a couple things on it. I already had an optic for it. Already had a sling adapter and a single point sling to put on it. Already had a vertical foregrip for it. I slapped these things on. This thing, if it was at MSRP, is about $1,000, but you can find them out in the wild, $600, $650 bucks, right? Okay. Now, with an AK, I've had two examples of the AK. One a Romanian Wasser, another one by IO Inc. Both of those guns were abysmal. The Romanian Wasser, when I would pull the trigger on it, it would get so hot that the non-treated the non-treated wood furniture would scorch and start to smoke. I wasn't worried about the barrel smoking. I've shot plenty of weapons where the barrel smokes. I'm more worried about everything else coming afire, lighting a fire. That was a bit of a problem. I had to let it lay out for about, after I shot 90 rounds to it, I had to let it lay out on a counter for, let it cool down enough to put it back in the gun bag. And in order to get one that you know is 100% ready to go, you have to deal with one of the AK masters, which is Mark Krebs or Jim Fuller. Now, with Jim Fuller, who I think probably has the edge on Mark Krebs, you're waiting, at best, for 12 months. If you call him today and say, I want a Jim Fuller Rifle Dynamics gun, you're waiting for 12 months, if you're lucky. With Mark Krebs, you may get a little quicker. Mark actually is more of a parts maker, but he does build guns. And, you know, there are a handful of other people out there that might build them, but by the time you get done dealing with that, you're talking about having invested about $2,000 in a gun just to make it dependable, just to where you can use the sights. And that's a big problem for me, too. Having said all of that, I still am thinking about getting an AK. Now, this time I'm going to do things a little bit differently. The last couple of AKs I've ever had, you see video all the time of these guys just pulling them apart like they just come apart as easy as pie, get back together easy as pie. I've never owned one of those. I would love to have one of those. So I'm going to take it apart first before if I plunk any money down for one at all. And I don't know, I may be leaning towards the Arsenal brand, but you're still pushing the upper limit for a stock AK. But it does have the Russian barrel, which everybody says the Russian barrel is the best barrel to go with, which that's where a lot of it goes from. And you can figure out ways to make sure you've got a good one. What you're primarily looking for, I think, is a straight one. And but at the same time, I cannot help but think that here I've got this AR-15 that I've got about, it's worth about $700 as it says. Well, if I take the optic off, it's worth about $700. And just think, well, you know, this thing going out the door, you know, pretty much mil-spec except for the buttstock tube, the buffer tube. And do I want to go this route? So I'm sitting around right now trying to, I'm in a quandary. Anybody wants to throw their 2 cents in on this, I would love to hear your opinion. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. I would really love to hear what you have to say about it. I know some of you out there, like, I don't know if John still listens to the show. John builds them from the ground up, AKs, all day long. Everything AK. I know lots of people that run nothing but AKs. And it's never been me. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Thursday, I'm going to be joined by Matt Vespa from townhall.com. Matt is one of those rare, one of the rare breed of what I would refer to as a mainstream writer who actually gets the details and the whens and the whys and the hows right about the Second Amendment. And he was talking about the New York Times editorial. And the New York Times editorial, what's interesting about it is the tone of outrage. And it's the way they lead into the story. Getting out there and making sure you understand their outrage. They use the word. It is a moral outrage and a national disgrace that civilians can legally purchase weapons designed specifically to kill people with brutal speed and efficiency. Oh, New York Times, you fine idiotic dolts, you. Any gun that will launch a round kills with speed and efficiency. But not according to them. The guns they're talking about are weapons of war, barely modified and deliberately marketed as tools of macho vigilantism and even insurrection. America's elected leaders offer prayers for gun victims and then callously and without fear of consequence reject the most basic restrictions on weapons of mass killing as they did on Thursday. They distract us with arguments about the word terrorism. Let's be clear. These spree killings are all in their own ways acts of terrorism. Is not necessary to debate the peculiar wording of the Second Amendment. No right is unlimited and immune from reasonable regulation. Certain kinds of weapons, like the slightly modified combat rifles used in California and certain kinds of ammunition, must be outlawed for civilian ownership. It is possible to define those guns in a clear and effective way, and yes, it would require Americans who own these kinds of weapons to give them up for the good of their fellow citizens. Now, here's the problem for me with the New York Times on this. First of all, in California, California has an assault weapon ban, their terminology, which begs, it actually sort of reinforces what we've always said about the word assault weapon, doesn't it? Because assault weapon ban means, by definition, that there's a couple of features that these guns don't have in California. Hence, if they are manufactured without these features, they are no longer considered assault weapons. The ones that are able to be sold and purchased in California are no longer deemed assault weapons. And the problem is that it doesn't, you know, all of this stuff is cosmetic. The features that are missing, with the exception of the magazine release bullet or button, which is a bullet button now, because they're not supposed to be interchangeable magazines, which there's quite a few guns, like one that comes to mind is the SKS, which truly has a non-removable magazine in it, and was designed for military use, as were every gun out there, for the most part. One borrows from the other. It doesn't matter what it's about. It doesn't matter what it's about. Now, they don't want to debate the peculiar wording of the Second Amendment. That's probably wise. And they are correct in one thing. Spree killings for the people that are there being murdered, they are acts of terrorism. However, they miss a few things. First of all, we need to give them a big hand because they keep driving the same nail into the wood even though it's already deep into the wood. We need to also hand it to them because right now they're driving gun sales right through the roof. Right through the roof. New gun owners joining the fold every day. After all of this discussion about gun control is over with, there will be more guns and ammo in the hands of civilians. That is a good thing. The irony that these supposedly educated types who see this happen time and time again do not understand the folly of their attempt is beyond me. Mass shootings can be part of a terrorist arsenal of carnage to push whatever agenda they have in mind, but the same logic is applied to genocide. Genocide is mass killing, but not all mass killings are genocide. What happened in Paris was a horrific terrorist attack perpetrated by jihadis for ISIS. They had an agenda. They deployed suicide bombers and shooters to target scores of innocent Parisians, which they thought could influence the nation's policy on the Middle East. The Islamic State attacked France for insulting the Prophet Muhammad. They called Paris the capital of abomination and perversion. And most important part, French were attacked due to their intervention in Syria. There, you know, every. By the way, for those of you who are wondering, when you hear President Obama saying ISIL, that's him sidestepping the fact that he did nothing about Syria. ISIS is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. ISIL is the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, which is a term they use for the region in that area. But, you know, ISIS is a... I don't know who decides who the name is, but that's why Obama calls it ISIL. He's deflecting a little bit. The Times says it's very easy to define combat rifles, although they don't know the definition of terrorism, which leads me to believe they don't know the definition of assault rifle. Assault weapon is almost an adjective. Okay, it's almost an adjective. I can take this ink pen here and flip the top off of it and try to stab you with it, and this becomes the assault weapon. But it is not an assault weapon. You see what I'm saying? One thing, the New York Times ran a piece in September of 2014 highlighting a fact that in the 10 years since the previous ban, assault weapon ban, elapsed, even gun control advocates acknowledge a larger truth. The law that barred the sale of assault weapons from 1994 to 2004 made little difference. Turns out that the big scary military rifles don't kill the vast majority of the 11,000 Americans murdered. This is their text. Only 322 people were murdered with any kind of rifle, according to FBI data. And the subset that is the AR is much smaller than that. And the overall set of all rifles and long guns is surpassed by hands and feet. Every one of us are walking around with assault weapons. Were there to be another assault weapon ban, there would be no discernible effect again. Handgun, all of this stuff is going down. That's the part that they all ignore this part. It's going down. So... oh, well, New York Times, you took your shot. The second front page editorial screaming for gun control. You've had your tantrum. Now go back and worry about the fact that Kanye and Kim named their baby. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. By the way, if there is a run going on right now on ammunition, that's where you need to go. AmmunitionDepot.com. You won't have that immediate gratification, but they're there waiting for you with that 50 million rounds on hand. And I'll get in touch and make sure they have that. Likewise, if you run into anything where you're looking for a gun or two and you can't find what you're looking for, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Give me an email on that one. I can direct you somewhere where we'll probably find what you're looking for. Now, in the history of the United States, the only citizens that are here today that have ever been enslaved is Black America. And for some reason, almost all of them belong to a political party working very desperately hard to push them, all of us, back into slavery. And it's almost fit to be in a film. The one thing that we've all got to have as free people is the one thing that a lot of these people wish they haven't got. Because we've only got one real defense. And if that and it's that if you mess with us too long, it might cost you your life. Constitutions are paper. As England found out with King James I and King Charles I and King Charles II and King James II, four kings in a row who believed they had every right to trample English rights, which ending in a glorious revolution of an angry rabble and a foreign prince. Nobody can appeal or appease a tyrant with anything but a threat of arms and destruction. Nobody can appeal to a riot or a criminal at all. Our ability to outwar our criminals is our only defense against criminals. Our ability to match American infantrymen in arms is our only defense against our own infantrymen. Black American men complain more than anyone else about the police being brutal, and in large part, the black American population are the same people who vote to give the police an extreme and eternal advantage in brutality. Ask them about what's going on in Chicago right now. Emmanuel is going to be forced out of office. Watch and see. He's already fired Jerry McCarthy, the police superintendent, the same guy who said that we will shoot and kill citizens who have concealed carry permits without asking questions because we're not taking any chances. And then they actually see them executing somebody. And now there's video of them tasing a guy that's handcuffed in a cell and dragging him out of the cell. That kind of brutality is enabled. It's not. It just doesn't happen. It's enabled. When you vote tyrants in, they're going to be tyrannical. I get the bill of goods that black America has been sold by the Democratic Party. They really haven't ever, as a body, as a group of people, they've never really tasted the benefit of liberty. And they continually suffer the many indignities of tyranny, the indignities known as lack of hope and an experience of violence. White America, on the other hand, we have no excuse for giving up weapons. Now, in a lot of places, like in New Hampshire, where crime is extremely low, there is a preponderance of white Americans. And that's because white America has embraced liberty a long time ago. It's part of being the American. We would be safer if it weren't for the weakest of us. The weakest of us fight to either give our guns away or make sure that our gun, you know, my gun is taken away without having ever experienced any reason to give away their gun in the first place or to take guns in the first place. These people will claim it's about suicide, but we'll keep the tailpipes on cars and garden hoses. We'll claim it's about accidental shootings, and yet everybody will still ride around in a car. They'll claim it's about mass shootings, but never rally against the overwhelming masses of shooters because the overwhelming masses of shooters aren't currently white. A Black Lives Matter activist is almost respectable in comparison because he's at least got enough gumption to go to war for his cause. He's out there putting it quite plainly, and that you have to respect to a certain degree. The reason that white people want to give up their guns is because they're convinced nobody has to go to war. Which is a mistake. They're almost convinced that nobody has to die in order for others to live. They believe that our guns will bring us death. Their weakness will be responsible for bringing death to us, and sooner, in a much more degrading way than they imagine. White America has traded the feelings of free men for the sentiments of slaves. And I can say this because liberty isn't really a feeling. But it always has to begin with one. It begins with a conviction that you're responsible for yourself and the safety of your family. And it originates in the idea that the only men we ought to fear should be our best men. A manly spirit of danger, ignoring all the statistics and overriding every media endeavor to tell us otherwise, accepts the facts that violence is either our threat or our future. But it is inevitable. Man who refuses danger is refusing not danger, actually, but liberty. And the one that refuses liberty isn't really actually refusing liberty, but courting slavery. A man who refuses adequate weaponry isn't refusing a fight. He's only refusing his ability to fight adequately. And he doesn't want to step up to the plate. That's cowardice. Absolute cowardice. The arguments from statistics are arguments against our very healthiest sentiments. The reason we have guns have nothing to do with stats. It has everything to do with our principles and the eternal inevitability of violence, such as the nature of man. It has everything to do with all the things that are intangible, that cannot be controlled in a false utopia. And there may come a time when Americans become so lawless that they'll fear their own neighbors even more than their own government. Black America, unfortunately, is largely already there. And the government does nothing. And as so long as the leftists are in charge of these areas, they will never be able to do anything. The leftists will ensure that they continue to prey upon themselves, to abort themselves to extinction, to kill themselves in the streets. They'll do nothing to alleviate their suffering. When the time comes for white Americans to fear government more than our neighbors, to whom will we make an appeal? So, that's the question. Black Lives Matter is appealing to the majority in their marches. When the majority is oppressed, who do we petition? I don't believe in death with dignity. Black America, I completely understand why you think some of the things you think, because you've never really known liberty. White America, you confound me. The only people I can trust now are people that have served, because they're colorblind for the most part. I'll find them. They'll find me. We'll save everything. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I see your comment there in the chat room there, and I did not mean to offend anybody, but I see a lot of gun... I don't see a lot, as many gun owners out there. If the gun owners in the United States today would take an active part in just what goes on civically, we wouldn't be having a whole lot of discussions that I have. So, if I offended you, that was not necessarily what I meant to say, or to offend you, actually, but at the same time, I meant what I said. So, anyway. And I meant what I said primarily because I see us self-destructing as a nation. All due to liberalism. Not due to anything else. To a certain degree, we should be able to trust our elected officials. They're supposed to represent us. That's the ideal and everything else. That part of it, of course, is now a pipe dream. It's all about what serves them best. How can they consolidate power? They'll get out there. Even a Republican will get out there, say, about small business or small government. If the end result actually gives him more power, he'll go along with the status quo. No doubt about it. It doesn't matter who they are. So, offense was not meant to be sent out there. However, there's a reason I said what I said. And, you know, that's between me and the people that I know. Anyway, one of the problems that we have here in the United States today is that we've given up on the idea of a republic. We've given up on the idea of a republic. Let me tell you how I know that. There was a Times article, Time Magazine article, I think it came from Time Magazine, where they were talking about the top 7 or 10 decisions from the Supreme Court that changed America. The Supreme Court isn't supposed to be making decisions to change America. When the Supreme Court makes a decision that changes America, they are telling the elected officials that they don't agree with them and they're overriding them. The elected officials should be rising up against this and going to the Supreme Court and saying, you have no jurisdiction here, and yet they do not do that. Everything is thrown to the Supreme Court, constantly thrown to the Supreme Court. Now, in 2008, we had the Heller decision, which was an affirmation, if you will, of the Second Amendment right being a individual right. Then, because they didn't write certain things in the decision, they had to go back and do the McDonald decision in 2010, because the gun grabbers will find... The gun grabbers are like water. They'll find a way in. Don't kid yourself. They will wiggle their way in and do what they got to do. However, they're not meant to change the United States. Now, there's this issue that just came up before them that they've refused to hear. Friedman versus the city of Highland Park. And they refused to hear this case out of Illinois, which asked whether a city's ban on assault weapons violates the U.S. Constitution. By refusing to hear the case, they've allowed a lower court decision upholding the gun ban to stand. That goes against the Heller decision, which came from the Supreme Court. Something that originated with them. They should be, every time something comes up against a decision the Supreme Court has put out there, they need to be out there going, hey, you know, we've already dealt with this. Of course this doesn't stand. Of course, that shouldn't even be considered. They shouldn't have to sit down and have a hearing. Heller is settled law, just like Roe versus Wade, abortionists. And getting out there and saying that you've got to take my rights to keep the killing from going on while you abort on a daily basis is hypocrisy. Now, city's regulations were upheld by the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Seventh Circuit, which deemed such gun bans permissible under the Second Amendment, and a majority of the Supreme Court announced that the Seventh Circuit decision would survive. Only Justices Thomas and Scalia spoke out in opposition. That means Alito didn't speak out. That means Roberts didn't speak out. That means Kennedy didn't speak out. Thomas wrote, I would grant certiorari to prevent the Seventh Circuit from relegating the Second Amendment to the second-class right. To a second-class right. In his view, the city's regulation is highly suspect because it broadly prohibits common semi-automatic firearms used for lawful purposes. The overwhelming majority of citizens who own and use such rifles do so for lawful purposes, including self-defense and target shooting. Under our precedents, that's all that is needed for citizens to have a right under the Second Amendment to keep such weapons. He was also dismissive of the Seventh Circuit's claim that the assault weapons ban may increase the public's sense of safety, which the court deemed a substantial benefit for the city's actions. But as Thomas pointed out, if a broad ban on firearms can be upheld based on conjecture that the public might feel safer, while being no safer at all, then the Second Amendment guarantees nothing, which is correct. This is correct. So, all of that being equal, we don't. Where's your elected official when this happened? How come the elected official didn't stand up and say, "Hey, wait a minute, Supreme Court. Wait a minute, you have the Heller decision." And there are those of you that would tell me, well, Bill, what about separation of power? Does that really even exist anymore? We have an imperial president, we have a Congress that sits around and watches it happen, and we have a judiciary that seems to think they can make it up as they go because they are really the adults in the room. And this is why... And it happens. It's been happening for quite some time. It's happened under our noses. It's happened under my nose. I'm no better than anybody else. I'm actually, while I'll get out there and say, well, I trust my veteran brothers, at the same time, while we were out there doing our duty, to a certain degree, we enabled this. We were so consumed with whatever made us join the military that we forgot to get out there and pay attention in some cases. I'm definitely guilty of that. 100% guilty of that. I've had to re-engage. And in the meantime, now an assault weapons ban has been upheld. Just like it has been upheld in New York. So that means New York SAFE Act is never going to be challenged. Even though Cuomo will probably get indicted on something here very shortly. And that'll be interesting to watch that happen. I'm waiting to see if Obama will allow Hillary to be indicted. Because Obama has that power right now. Obama can green light that anytime he wants to. And I don't know why he hasn't, because he doesn't like the Clintons, but, you know, it's all beside the point. Bear this in mind every time you... I mean, when you're looking at the news, what is the news saying? What is it reading between the lines? Like the Time story. Like the Time story, where they said the top 7 or 10 Supreme Court decisions that changed the United States. They're not in the business of changing the United States. They're not in that business. They never have been in that business. Their job is to have something presented to them, look at the Constitution, see if it applies to this particular case, and then make a ruling. Not to make it up as they go, not to create a right to abortion, not to create a right to gay marriage. No, not at all. Anyway. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.